You play news.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Sports Spotlight here on this January 18th of 2021. 22. Yes, I'm your host, Jackson White, alongside 10-day contract player Owen Pooley. The official announcement, will he make the final roster cuts this Thursday? So make sure to stay tuned to that. Will Owen Pooley be a full-time member of the show, or are we going to send him to HG2 and be the host of Sports Spotlight Junior? But it's a Tuesday, so that you know what that means. It's Sports Spotlight time, and we have a good show coming your way. Some NFL wild card happened last weekend. Just last night, also a game happened as well. That was a good wild card. I mean, none of the games were really close in any imagine, but it's football, and football's fun. The Indiana Pacers lost again last night. I mean, that's a common theme. Possible trades. I mean, the asking prices of some of their players has been revealed. Sacramento Kings possibly wanting Domantas Sabonis. That's something to talk about. NBA roundup and more, but let's get right into NFL wild card. And it's really going to start out with the first game of the bunch on a Saturday, early Saturday. And it was the Bengals versus the Raiders. Going into this one, the Bengals were 11-7, and the Raiders were 10-8. No, that's not right.
I believe they were 11-6, and the Raiders were they 9-7? 10-7.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was 10-7 and 11-6.
But the Bengals got the win, 29-19. Derek Carr, one interception, one touchdown, 310 yards. I mean, Josh Jacobs had 83 yards rushing. Darren Waller had 76 yards in his return game. He has not played in a while. But Joe Burrow shows he is the future of the NFL, one of the best upcoming quarterbacks. Two touchdowns, 244 yards. The running game never really got going. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase ran the ball three times, 23 yards. Joe Mixon, 17 carries for 48 yards, only a 2.8 average. That's not that good. But Ja'Marr Chase, 116 yards through the air. And, I mean, the Bengals got a big win. The Raiders had a chance to tie the game late, but Derek Carr got intercepted on the five-yard line. That was it for that one. And the Cincinnati Bengals are moving on. And the Raiders go home, and they fired their GM, Mike Mayock, a guy who worked for NFL Network, got the job for some reason, and now he's out of the job. So a new GM possibly in Las Vegas. I still like to call him Oakland. Everyone does, even on air.
Oakland just sounds better.
It does. I mean, it just goes better, but they do have a really nice stadium over there in Las Vegas. And then the Bengals, they're moving on. I mean, that's a team that has not won a playoff game prior to this one since 1991. And Owen, you were not born then.
I was not. I believe you were not born as well. I believe the only person.
No, I was.
Okay. In the studio, who's ever seen the Bengals win a playoff game so far is Mr. John Easter, which is funny because we were talking earlier, and he said that the Raiders were his big sleeper team. So,
well, they're sleeping. They're going to be sleeping for the remainder of the playoffs as they got sent home back, not to Oakland, to Vegas.
The desert.
To the desert. But the Bengals, a talented team, they move on. And then a game that I am so happy this was a blowout. I mean, obviously, I like close games in the playoffs especially. But if there's one team that I want to get blown out in the playoffs, it's the New England Patriots. Buffalo Bills beat the New England Patriots by 30 points, 47-17. How about them Buffalo Bills?
Nobody circles the wagons better than the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, Ryan Fitzpatrick was in the crowd for the Bills.
With no shirt on.
Yeah, just loving it out.
But I did see a stat on there that the previous game. The Bills had, I believe, the first perfect offensive game.
Correct. They did not have a fumble, a interception, and did not punt.
And no field goals, touched on every drive, except they did miss two extra points.
Yeah, that's kind of
That was kind of a weather thing, though. It was like, 6 degrees outside with
negative six
with like 20 mile an hour winds.
But whenever you have a quarterback like Josh Allen who is just slinging it, 5 touchdowns, 308 yards, and only 4 incompletions, more touchdowns than incompletions, Josh Allen, how do you do? And they had a good running game, too. Devin Singletary, 2 touchdowns on the ground. Mac Jones in his first playoff game, 232, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. New England did not have a running game at all. They only had a combined 68 running yard, rushing yards. So the New England Patriots are one and done. As Tom Brady, we'll talk about him in a bit, he moved on. Bill Belichick did not. So Bill Belichick without Brady, since the, 2 years we've seen now, sample size. New England's made the playoffs once. Brady's made it twice. Brady's won a Super Bowl, and Belichick has yet to win a playoff game. Is that all his fault? No, well, obviously, the Buccaneers have a way better team, but that's something to look at, to say the least. But how about the Buffalo Bills? They looked really good. Their offense is rolling. This team was a team that was, I would say, at some point of the season, really after the Colts lost, they were like ice cold. They lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars, something the Colts also did. And they did not score a single point on the Jaguars. The Patriots dropped 50 on the Jaguars. And then the Bills almost dropped 50 on the Patriots. Hey, I guess that's how it goes. But how about them Buffalo Bills? You are moving on. So, hey, New England, sorry about you. But now going to Sunday, and a quarterback was playing in this one who used to be on the New England Patriots. And that is going to be Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. I almost said the Patriots, but the Buccaneers, they move on, and they beat the Eagles 31-15. Tom Brady, 2 touchdowns, 271 yards. He went 29 for 37, and they did not have a running attack. Kind of did, I guess. Giovanni Bernard had 44 yards and a touchdown, but Mike Evans had himself a game, 117 and a touchdown, and Jalen Hurts, 258, a touchdown, 2 interceptions. They did not score till the fourth quarter. Sorry, but I have a little bit of a question here to you, Owen. So if you're a team right now, brand new, and you have a choice to make to be your quarterback, are you going with Jalen Hurts or are you going with Carson Wentz?
I think I got to go with Carson Wentz on this one. I just think that he is a better quarterback in the sense that he can see the field better than Hurts as of right now. He can escape the pocket a little bit better than Hurts can. He's a little immobile after that ACL injury in 2017, but he still is a good 2017, I believe. I believe it was 2017. But he can, like I said, get out of the pocket a lot better. He can find different options, and I just think that he's a more reliable quarterback.
Yeah, and Jalen Hurts, he got replaced in Alabama by Tua, turned the ball over, Tagovailoa. So, that tells you anything. I do not believe Jalen Hurts is a franchise quarterback in this league. I think he's a solid game manager who can make flashy plays. I'm not saying Carson Wentz is anything better than that either, but I think Carson Wentz has shown ability to be a star. I don't know if he's ever going to be a star again. That's kind of the question up in the air right now for the Colts, but Jalen Hurts did not play well this season statistically. He only threw 16 touchdowns in the regular season, finished with only throwing 17. That's kind of went more than your quarterback. Obviously, he had 8 rushing touchdowns as well, so you take that into at 24 total touchdowns. And it's decent. Gardner Minshew played better at quarterback the one game he played, I think. But I guess they're going to be rolling with him. And I don't know, maybe there's a different quarterback in Philadelphia land. And maybe there's a different quarterback in Indiana land, Indianapolis land. Maybe Russell Wilson comes on down. I've read things that he could be looking around in his options. And I know I'm going to kind of save this for Thursday because I was going to do really the future of the Indianapolis Colts. But just a quick one, Owen. If you're the Indianapolis Colts, do you throw the house at Russell Wilson?
I think that Russell Wilson would be a good piece for the Colts, but I just don't think that they can keep going for these guys who are, already established themselves and already had that career kind of, because they lost Luck, which was a terrible thing. You have one of the greatest rollovers of quarterback in NFL history, you could really say, besides maybe Favre to Rodgers. But you go from Manning to Luck, one of the most highly touted prospects of all time, and he gets injured. He retires. Then you go to Brissett. He's a backup. You get a new coach with it, Reich, and then Luck retires. Then you go to Brissett, who's kind of your filling guy. That's an okay season to have a filling guy. Like, you're not going to find a quarterback week three of the preseason. Then you go to Rivers. Rivers is I believe he was 39 when he was quarterback for the Colts. He has a decent season, leads him to the playoffs, loses to Buffalo in the first round. Then you're like, okay, he retires. He's old. You get it. Then you go to Wentz. So now you're on your fourth quarterback in your fourth year. And you go to Wentz, he was a good player in Philly. Unfortunately, like I said, had that ACL injury, which sent him out of the season, which let Nick Foles come in and get a statue built for him with that Philly special in the Super Bowl. And I believe Wentz is 25, 26 years old.
27.
27. So he's almost 30 already. And I just think that you just got to let him go. He's a decent enough quarterback that can lead you to playoff games. And I think that if they build around him, they can get to the Super Bowl possibly. But I just think that if they sign Russell Wilson,
they wouldn't sign him. They'd have to trade for him.
You know what I mean. Trade for him, who is 33 years old. He's 33. He's won one Super Bowl, two Super Bowls.
One
Super Bowl. That's right.
He beat Peyton Manning.
Yeah, and then lost to Tom Brady. Almost had two Super Bowls.
Run the ball.
Yeah, Marshawn was open. But you sign a guy who's 33 years old, and then after a couple seasons, he's going to retire. Then you're going to need a new quarterback, and then all this is going to happen. So, short answer, no. They should not go for Russell Wilson.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a guy who's the guy who believes in Carson Wentz, as of right now.
I am, too.
I'm a person who thinks they should give him another year. But if Seattle is going to come to you and you're going to be able to get Russell Wilson, you go get Russell Wilson every day of the week, because Russell Wilson is a guy who is an elite quarterback, and Russell Wilson is a guy who has not had an elite team around him for years, and people are just now starting to understand that. Russell Wilson has good core players. Seattle's offensive line is bottom five every single season. Seattle's running game is god-awful until the end of the year, because at the end of the year, players' stats bump up because it's the end of the year. And on teams that aren't playoff teams, stats kind of get better towards the end of the season because guys are getting, I don't know, it's just kind of how the NBA is at the end of the season as well. Guys get really good stats for some reason. It's weird. But Russell Wilson's never had an elite running game besides Marshawn Lynch, and I think Jonathan Taylor's better than Marshawn Lynch in his prime. That's just a given. Marshawn Lynch was not a guy who's going to get 1,800 yards in a season. Obviously, Seattle has a better receiving core than the Colts right now. If they can upgrade their receiving core, I think Russell Wilson can come here and be elite. The Colts have a way better offensive line, and defensively, the Colts have a better sound defense than Seattle has right now. Obviously, Seattle had the Legion of Boom whenever they beat Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl. Probably one of my worst days. I really wanted him to win that one. It would have just been like the icing on the cake, 55 touchdowns, most passing yards in a season, and a Super Bowl, but you only score 8 points.
Started off with a safety.
That was just over his head. But if they can get Russell Wilson here for a reasonable price, I think they should do it, because I think he makes this team a better team. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think the Colts are willing to give up multiple first-round picks for Russell Wilson.
They already gave up two for Wentz. You're not going to...
Well, they gave up one.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
One and a two.
Yeah. But you're not going to give up two higher round picks, or first-rounder and a second-rounder, or I believe it's the third-rounder.
You're not
going to give those up just to get rid of Wentz. You can't, you know...
So what the Seahawks would want is the Matt Stafford type deal. They'd want two firsts and a third and a player. So what Seattle would probably ask for, I'm not saying this is what they're going to do if that would have happened, they'd ask for our first next season, they'd ask for the first in 23, and they'd ask for a third next year. So the Colts would be out. Well, the Colts would be out.
I thought they already gave theirs up to Philly.
They gave up their second.
Oh.
But they would be out of third. And then they probably want Carson Wentz in return as well. So that means you're basically giving three first-rounders and a second-rounder for Russell Wilson, who is 33. I don't know. Ultimately, they already did the trade for Carson Wentz, and he looked good at times. He looked bad at times as well. But I think the team, they didn't not play well at all at the end of the year. But we will have to see. I think they need to give him one more year. And if he stinks it up, I think him and Reich are both going to go. But getting back to Wild Card Weekend, probably the best game of the bunch. The middle game on Sunday, which had controversy. 49ers-Cowboys. That's a matchup that is legendary in the early 90s and in the late 80s, mid-80s. Kind of a rivalry that really hasn't been renewed really in this
millennium,
you could say. I mean, it has a couple times. They faced off in the early 2010s a couple times. Tony Romo, Colin Kaepernick, Alex Smith, whoever's the quarterback. But it was back this Sunday. The Cowboys go into this one as a 3 seed. The Niners as a 4, I mean a 6. And the Niners picked up a win, 23-17. Jimmy Garoppolo, 1 interception, no touchdowns, 172 yards. But they ran the ball good. Debo Samuel had a rushing touchdown and 72 yards rushing. And Elijah Mitchell, the undrafted free agent, running back, 96 yards and a touchdown as well. He looked good. And, I mean, the Niners just played lockdown defense on the Cowgirls. I mean, boys. And
you're forgetting the most important part of this game.
Oh, the end?
No, this is the Nickelodeon game.
Oh, I love that. The MVP is on the losing team again.
I like how they're giving the younger generation some stuff. Did you see the interview with that 12-year-old that he gave to Debo?
I did not know.
Oh, it was a good interview. He asked, like, Debo Samuel, he asked a question. He's like, what did you see in the field today that made you run Super Bowl? And he's like, oh, wow, I didn't even think about that. So it was a solid game, though. I think that the 49ers obviously bested them.
So, but you watched the game on Nickelodeon?
No, I watched it on... Whatever, but
no,
I saw
you watched on Nickelodeon. Be honest.
Maybe I watched the Bears Saints game last year on Nickelodeon, but I did not watch the game this year on Nickelodeon. I just saw the highlights.
I think you're capping. But the end of this game was kind of a little bit of controversy as final couple seconds off the clock, Dak Prescott runs the ball up the field, and the Cowboys place it down the ball, and obviously the ref has to touch the ball prior to the play being snapped. The ref didn't, and the ref ran in there to touch it. Clock ran out. Boo-hoo, it's the rules. Is it fair? Probably not, but you have to give the ball to the referee, and the Cowboys did
the
not.
The center tried snapping himself.
Yeah, and you can't do that. And they're spotting it. They lost it. And, I mean, the Cowboys are a team that people are actually picking to win the Super Bowl this year, and they lost again. So that's just something big. I mean, what do you think the future is for the Cowboys?
I really don't know. I think that they have a decent quarterback in Dak. They need to up their running game. They have Zeke, but Zeke is either injured or not playing well. He hasn't really had a good game in 2 years, like an overly great game. They do have CeeDee Lamb, though, who is a good young face of the Cowboys. But I just think that they could be a little bit better, and they need to add to their defense, kind of shape up the offensive line a little bit. But like you said, with that controversy over the spotting of the ball, it was just kind of a tough play to, you know, see, like, view on your stance of it. Because some people say, well, you know, he was there in time, and then some people say he wasn't, and the ref needed to spot the ball earlier.
But, yeah, and I mean, that's kind of the talking point. But it happened. The Niners got the win, though. No one saw that coming. And, I mean, I think, running could be a big thing. I mean, Zeke Elliott, 31 yards. I think Tony Pollard's the future of that backfield.
I didn't think the Niners, if you would ask me a couple weeks, like right after the Colts game against the Niners, I wouldn't even say they were a playoff team.
No, I didn't think they were either. But the Niners are this year's Colts. I think they were the same. But the Colts just didn't get it done at the end of the year, and the Niners did. And now look at them. They're beating a 3-seed Cowboys team, and they're looking really good. So how about them 49ers? They have a good defense led by Fred Warner, so that's going to be a team to watch, a sneaky good team. And, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo really giving a case why he should be the quarterback long-term, even though he didn't play too well. He's a really good game manager, and sometimes that's all you need when you have a elite defense like that.
I think that that's the reason why they lost Super Bowl LIV is because of Garoppolo's lack of kind of full throttle offense. You know, that defense got them to the Super Bowl, and the offense just helped. And I think that the defense, they have a really good defense. It's just not good enough compared to 2019 Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, that's just something that could be big. And I guess we will have to watch out for it, but maybe Garoppolo can pull some tricks out of his bag. But the final game on a Sunday Night Football, I'm just going to go over this one real quick. This was not a good game. Chiefs-Steelers, I knew this was going to be a blowout going into it. The Chiefs actually scored first on a defensive touchdown, T.J. Watt. They still didn't win, though. 42-21, Kansas City gets the big win. Mahomes, 5 touchdowns. Travis Kelce also threw one as well. You get a touchdown, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown. Wanted to know for something funny? Travis Kelce has the more passing touchdowns in the playoffs than Carson Wentz. And the same as Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
And Andy Dalton's a guy who's played multiple playoff games. So
Ben Roethlisberger's last, most likely.
Well, it is his last game. 2 touchdowns, 215 for Big Ben. He did not throw 80 picks like I thought he would. But, I mean, a salute to Big Ben. The Chiefs are the better team, and they deserve the win. The Steelers just were happy to be there. And then Monday Night Football, Owen's favorite game of the week. Rams, Cardinals. Division battle.
Yeah.
The Rams blowout victory, 34-11. 202, 2 touchdowns for Matt Stafford. Odell Beckham threw a 40-yard pass.
Almost a touchdown.
Odell Beckham's back. The Cardinals are not. Started 7-0. Finished 11-7.
They're 4-7 after their first loss.
Give me your thoughts about the Cardinals.
Well, you know, I just think that I'm just going to rant here real quick. I only have a couple minutes to rant, but I'm going to rant. I think that Kyler Murray is... Obviously, he's the undersized guy, and that people say that, oh, he's fast, he can do all that. He can't. He's tough to get out of the pocket. He's not like Lamar Jackson, who can just, now you see me, now you don't. He's not like Lamar Jackson in the sense that you can, like I said, get out of the pocket, do anything like that. And also, Lamar can throw the ball really far if you need. You know, he can sling it downfield. Kyler Murray just can't do that. Kyler Murray, he looked like he had no idea where he was. And he didn't. He had that terrible, awful pick six where he just kind of flung it up in the air. I believe it was the 2-yard pick six. It was the shortest pick six in NFL playoff history. Like I said, he didn't know where he was or he looked like it. He was just kind of throwing it. He was throwing into like double coverage to Zach Ertz. Throwing into double, triple coverage. Didn't know where anybody was. The defense looked lackluster. Matt Stafford just kind of ran all over him with, sure, they do have Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham Jr., but he just kind of was throwing it to everybody. And like you said earlier, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown. And I just think that the Cardinals struggled, and they started off the season 7-0. J.J. Watt gets injured, comes back after 10 weeks, looks decent in the game, kind of played it a little bit. Not 112% how he always plays or whatever, but I just think that this was not a good game to watch.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. That's just something. Kyler Murray, he did a Carson Wentz in the end zone. He just yeet, and it got intercepted for a touchdown. But I don't think Lamar Jackson's that good either.
I think he's better than Murray.
They're both kind of runners. They're both running backs. In all reality, it's just Murray's really short. He's a really tiny running back. At least Lamar has size. But I think the Cardinals, they still have a really good team. I don't know. I think they got banged up towards the end of the year. Hopefully, Buda Baker, he went down.
Oh, I forgot about it. Yeah, Buda Baker did get carted off the field.
Prayers up for him, so hopefully he will be okay. But, I mean, this team still has a good defense. I mean, they could be better. But the Rams, they're all in this year. If they lost this game, I think some big things would have happened in Ramstown. But they did, and the Rams pick up the victory. And the Cardinals, their season is over. So, next week, there's going to be some good games. Bengals, Titans, 49ers, Packers, Rams, Buccaneers, and Bills versus Chiefs. And you will talk about it this Thursday. So make sure to stay tuned to that. But we're going to take a quick break. Thanks to Owen Pulley for joining me. And got some Indiana Pacers stuff coming your way after this quick break. We'll be right back on the Sports Spotlight.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
It could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I want to get back to kissing the cheeks of my grandbabies, making Sunday dinner with a house full of family and lots of laughs.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. But now, there are vaccines. And they are the very first step that let us get back to what we miss most. It's okay to have questions.
Is it safe?
Should I wait?
Now, get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision when vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Pass it on. Imagine a lady who wouldn't give up her seat on the bus, a TV host who wanted to be your neighbor, or an inventor whose 10,000 failures didn't stop him. These vivid images all share the same caption: inspiration. These people just did their best, and they inspire us. Now, what will you do to inspire others? Inspiration is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
And welcome back to the Sports Spotlight. I'm your host, Jackson White, for the second segment. And I'm talking Indiana Pacers. Our first segment, we talked NFL playoffs, a little bit Colts as well. A playoffs? A wild card. You can hear that back on Audio Boom and all other podcast platforms a little bit after the show. I will update it, upload it, and you can tune into that and see what me and Owen had opinions on the playoffs. Wild card. But now we're talking Indiana Pacers. They lost a tough one, 139-133, and okay, they lost it. I mean, they're pretty good at doing that by now. Lost to a Clippers team that's below 500. Pacers now 15-29 on the season. That's a third worst in the Eastern Conference. And that is not third, it's fifth worst in the NBA. So they're getting there. You got to keep on losing. The Orlando Magic only won 8 games. So sadly, they're not that close. But keep on losing. You can get there, Pacers. I mean, I would love to see a number one pick. I don't know, even a top four. I mean, top five picks pretty good for us. I mean, we don't ever get there. I know they're just going to draft another big because that's what they like to do. But big news about Miles Turner is he's going to be out possibly for multiple weeks with a foot injury, and that is not good news if you're an Indiana Pacers fan. If you want a trade to happen, meaning Miles Turner cannot be traded hurt. And that's the thing. And sadly, I don't know if he's going to get dealt. I don't know at this point if he's a hurt player. If he can come back, he might. Dallas Mavericks showing lots of interest. It's been reported that the Pacers want 2 first-round picks for Miles Turner and a promising young player. And then for Caris LeVert, another guy the Pacers are possibly open to trading, a first-round pick and a good young player. I do think Caris LeVert will be on the move. February 10th is the trade deadline. But I don't know. The Sacramento Kings are a team that's extremely interested in Domantas Sabonis. Domantas Sabonis is a guy who's going to give you 20, 10, and 8, 8, 7, 6, something like that, every night. If the Sacramento Kings are willing to overpay for Domantas Sabonis, like overpay, you got to go all in. I know I want to keep Sabonis over Turner, even though I'm a Turner fan. I have 2 Turner jerseys at home. But I think Sabonis is the better player, and I think he fits his team better. But if the Kings come at you with De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, Halliburton, or whatever his name is, some first-round picks, the Kings are not good. And Domantas Sabonis is not going to make that team good. He's not making us good. He's not going to make them good either. Domantas Sabonis is a good winning player, but he's not going to be a guy who's going to take a team from a C-level team to an A-level team by himself. He's not that type. He's a good supporting cast. He's not a 1. He's a 2 or 3. I'd say a 2. He can be a 2 on a good team. He was a 2 here whenever we had Oladipo. even though he was off the bench most of Oladipo's prime here in Indy. But that's besides the point. But if the Sacramento Kings are going to come offering that, I mean, you have to take it. You have to. Because, if you're going to get that much, that's a lot. I mean, even De'Aaron Fox is a guy who is a really extreme talent. And I think, the Pacers could use a true point guard because they don't have it. Malcolm Brogdon, I know he's hurt every other day, so I don't even know if he's on the team anymore at this point. But I think they should rest him, by the way, at least until the All-Star break, if not the season, and just continue to lose. But De'Aaron Fox is a true point guard. He's fast. He can run an offense. I think Malcolm Brogdon's a better shooting guard than point guard. I think moving him to the two, Dorje at the three, and then maybe a Turner lineup if they're going to trade Sabonis for Fox. That'd be a pretty good lineup, I'll be honest. It'd be pretty good. T.J. Warren, throw him in there. It'd be decent. And, switch it around with Sabonis. Maybe they want Turner. I don't know. I just think that I'd do a lot to get De'Aaron Fox here in Indy. I think he's a talented player. Went to Kentucky. And I think he's a good player. But I think something's going to happen. I don't know what. But whenever it happens, I'll talk about it. But right now, the Pacers, 15-29. They've won one game with their last 12. Fun. I didn't watch this game last night. Yesterday afternoon. I was watching football. Well, I was watching actually ESPN because it was a Monday. But on MLK Day. But, the Pacers team is not that enjoyable to watch. And, Miami, though, 28-16, most wins in the Eastern Conference. How about them Heat? The Bulls still have the one seed, though. As they do have the tiebreaker over Miami, but the Bulls have been a little bit falling down of late. Best team in the NBA, the Phoenix Suns, as of right now, 34-9. But I'm going to wrap up the show here. Thanks for listening. A little bit shorter than normal, but I think we'll get back to our regular ways this Thursday. Talking more and more about sports, NFL divisional round. It gets better and better as we go up, and eventually we'll have a champion in mid-February. And for the NBA, there's a lot more stuff going on. The trade deadline's February 10th, so we'll have the Super Bowl to talk about and trade deadlines. So that's going to be a big couple weeks, a couple days here at the Sports Spotlight, so that's a lot to pay attention to. But that's coming up in the upper days. Will the Pacers make a trade? I don't know. I do think they will eventually. But Miles Turner going to possibly be out past the trade deadline, could ruin his chances of getting traded. So that's going to be something to watch out for. But thanks for tuning in to the Sports Spotlight here. We'll be back this Thursday, 1:15, on January 20th, 2022. For Owen Pooley, I've been Jackson White. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.